Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. What began as a simple quest to find her great-grandmother's birth certificate led author Elena Gomez to discover information beyond her dreams. In Kingdoms Within, she shares the story of growing up as a twin in Chicago, her experiences visiting relatives in northern Mexico and Texas as a child, and the search for her great-grandmother's birth certificate. This memoir chronicles the events of Elena's life as she goes from child to adulthood, with special attention given to her family history and background. The tale begins with her search for her great-grandmother's birth certificate, carrying on a mission begun by her grandfather. That quest, requiring both persistence and faith, takes her to extraordinary places during her life. Filled with detailed recollections and vivid depictions of her memories, Kingdoms Within delves into Elena's heritage as a Mexican-American and tells about what she learned about her roots. She taught for 36 years with the Chicago Board of Education. Although she was a Spanish bilingual teacher, she concentrated on helping students learn to read. She was a reading specialist. She retired 5 years ago from teaching. Elena Gomez, author of Kingdoms Within, is our guest on This Week in America. Elena, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
This is such a fascinating book, and what you went through makes for a great story and can be an inspiration for other people who want to look back on families and put that family tree together and see where their roots came from. Talk about the inspiration, the backstory for this, for writing this book.
Yes. Okay. Well, like you mentioned, my parents were there. They were, because they passed away. They were from Mexico, so we would go to, and my sister and I, we were born here. We would go to Mexico once a year in the summer. And I remember my maternal grandfather was always coming up with, well, kind of complaining that he never got to know his mother because she passed away when he was three. And, well, he would always complain. Because unfortunately, he and his siblings were given away, to relatives. So yes. He really didn't know anything about his mother. Okay, so then it was always the same thing. Whenever we would go over there, my grandmother wouldn't say anything because her mother died also. But luckily, she was able to live with her father and the lady he married for the second time. But it was different for my grandfather.
Okay.
So then, you know, we grew up, and yeah, I didn't think anything about it until one time when I had just graduated from teaching. My mother got a letter from my grandfather telling her that he had just found out how old he was. You know, when his birthday was, because he didn't even know that.
Wow.
And that he had forgotten to get her birth certificate. So my mother showed us the letter, and then unfortunately, he died 9 months later. So he never really got to get that birth certificate. So because I had just started teaching, you know, my thoughts were on getting the kids to pay attention to me and getting
yes.
myself organized as a teacher. So I really never thought about it until back in 1992. I got my teaching certificate in 79. And in 1992, I don't know, my mother took the letter out again. And I saw the letter, and I thought, oh, okay, by now I already had a master's in reading, and I had control of my students. So I thought, well, let me start doing this little search. But the search was more difficult than I thought. Because I had not gone back to Mexico since for a long time. So, you know, when you don't know how to do a search for somebody's certificate, especially if it's the person is from another country, it was very difficult for me. I really had a hard time. Yes, I did.
Yeah, and you take us along in this journey in your book, Kingdoms Within. Elena Gomez is our guest on the program. You'll find the book at Amazon, the usual places. Link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. As you were going back through this process, what was the motivation for you to decide to write the book and share your story and basically take other people along on your journey and maybe helping them in the process? Why did you decide to publish this book?
Well, you know, once I found out, I did discover my great-grandmother's birth certificate. I found it. I didn't stop right there. I wanted to search for my other great-grandparents, their background.
Yes.
And my grandfather's wife, the lady I told you who also lost her mother, she was the last one I was able to look for. You know, I was really having a lot of trouble getting all of this information. Finally, I went to the Mormon church in Skokie. That's where I was able to get some of this information. And then I was able to go through Family Search. And as I went through it, I started finding information that on my grandmother's side that was way beyond the years I expected.
Interesting.
So, yes. So I started seeing on the trees that I saw on Family Search, I started seeing things of like royalty.
Interesting.
which was a little, you know, I always knew, even though we're Mexican, I always knew that we have Spanish background. My relative ancestors were, a lot of them, they were mostly from Spain. So that was not a surprise. What was a surprise was as I kept going further and further and further back in time, like into the, 1400s, 1300s, 1200s,
wow.
I started seeing people in my tree that I didn't expect. So I did find some people are very important. They're very important in, I don't know if I should say it. They have royalty, okay?
Okay, yes.
So I saw that, and I told my sister about it, and we were all shocked to see that there was royalty in the family. So then,
yes, what a surprise.
Yes. So then I started getting in touch with somebody very important from England. I didn't expect that person to reply because her position is so... she's royalty, okay?
Yes.
But I did get a letter from her lady-in-waiting. And ever since then, I have been keeping in touch with her. So I wasn't going to write the book. It was my principal who I told the story to. He was the one who told me I should write the book.
Always listen to your principal. That's one of the messages that comes out of Elena's book, Kingdoms Within. It is such a fascinating read, and where this journey took you, did you have any idea? What were you searching for in the beginning when you started this journey and when you wrote the book?
Well, when I started it, like I said, I was only searching for that great-grandmother's birth certificate.
Yes.
And when I was able to find it at the Mormon temple in Skokie, that's when I decided to search for my other grandparents' information. So I didn't just stop right there. once I found that birth certificate, I didn't just stop. There was just something that motivated me to continue looking for other grandparents, their information. Because most of my grandparents, they lost their parents at an early age. So some people, you know, I don't know, some people may just stop once they find the information. And one person, maybe they decide to stop searching. But I don't know. There was just something inside of me that kept telling me, you got to keep searching. You got to keep searching.
It's sort of
so
like, yeah,
I just did.
It's sort of like when you find one answer, there's something else there that that piques your curiosity. It's really amazing how sort of you find, maybe open one door, then you try to find out what's behind the other doors. It's amazing how that,
yes,
how that progressed. Kingdoms Within is the book. Elena Gomez is the author and our guest on the program. You'll find the book available at Amazon, the usual places. Link on to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you'll get some of the, be able to get information on the book and order it there as well. How long did it take you to find the information, and how difficult was it? You talked about a little process in the beginning that became a lot more involved as you went along in this. How long did it take?
Well, okay, so I said I started searching in 1992, okay?
Yes.
And I found this, okay, 7 years ago is when I found out about the people that were in my tree that really shocked me. So from 1992 till, okay, let me see. The people that I found, maybe about 8 or 9 years ago.
Okay.
Was when I found all this information. So it was quite a long time because I had been searching for my great-grandmother's stuff since 1992.
And this is amazing. It was just looking for that birth certificate that I'm going to say this, and let me know if this is great. It sort of opened up a whole new world, a whole new appreciation for your family, didn't it?
Yes. It was just something that we were not expecting.
Yes, exactly. And you bring that out in the book. The book
It was something that I was not expecting because, like I said, my parents are from Mexico, and like, we've always known that we have a Spanish ancestry, you know. So, but I wasn't expecting to find the information I found out in the family search, and then an ancestry, and I still get information from MyHeritage regarding those people that I found on my tree.
So this search really took you places you never thought you were going to go, did it? What was the reaction of other family members when you were sharing this with them?
Pardon?
What was the reaction of other family members as you shared this?
My sister was shocked.
I can imagine.
And her family, they were like in awe. And I did tell right away, because I don't have too many family members left in Mexico. They're like cousins. You know, I don't have any aunts or uncles or anything like that. Everybody passed. So I did tell some of the cousins on my mother's side about it, and they were surprised, yes. And I did send them a copy of the tree so that they could see the tree, how far it extends.
How much of a rewarding experience has this been for you? And would you encourage other people? So many people are curious. It's been very difficult over the years to go back and put this together. It's gotten easier now with all of the, you know, the different websites and companies out there. And you sort of caught what part of that when some of this was evolving, making it a little bit easier to find out this information. Would you encourage others to do this?
Well, yes, I would because, okay, I had a very hard time because back then I didn't know anything about you know, Family Search, websites.
Yes.
I didn't know anything about that. So I was like in la-la land. Okay, I don't even know how, God help me, you know. But now that there's so many things out there to help people, if they really want to know their, you know, people that have been in their past, well, I would encourage them. And I know, I mean, although I didn't have that experience, sometimes there are people who find things that are negative and then things that are positive. But even though you find things that are negative, it doesn't matter. You know, I would encourage people, if they're interested, in searching for people who came before them. Because you never know where it's going to take you.
A couple minutes left in the program. Elena Gomez is the author of Kingdoms Within. You'll find it, of course, at Amazon, the usual places. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you'll be able to link on, get information on the book. From two aspects, what has this meant to you in your life? The first part being that you now can fill in those gaps and you know more about your family than in startling information as you put the family tree together. And what has been in writing this book? First of all, from a personal experience, what has this been like knowing this about your family? I mean, you have to feel very intimate with some of these family members now that you know who they are and what they went through.
What does it feel like?
Yeah, when you get these answers, when you look back at your life and you see these people that in the family tree.
Well, actually, these people that are in the family tree, I can actually read about them on the internet.
Yes.
So, you know, now I'm used to it because I found this information like 7 years ago. But when I found these people in my tree and I realized, gee, people could just read about them on the internet. And I mean, there's been books and stuff written about these people. It was like surreal. It's like, oh, I can read about my real back, way back ancestors.
Yes.
And, you know, and in books or on the internet, it was very unbelievable because not everybody has that opportunity.
What an exciting experience to go through and then to share that in the book, Kingdoms Within. I have a minute or so left here. What do you hope people take away from reading your memoir, Kingdoms Within? What do you hope they get from reading the book?
Well, okay. I hope they like my book, you know, because everybody has a different tastes, you know, and maybe it'll encourage them if they're not too certain about their background. Maybe it'll encourage them to do a little search. You know, now, like I said, there are lots of ways that you could get help. For me, back then, it was really, I was in a situation where I did not even know how to start. Because I would even call up churches in Mexico to see if they had, and this went on for years, I would actually call churches in Mexico to see if they had my great-grandmother's birth certificate. And I was not able to get that information until luckily one person in Mexico who knows about ancestry, he was the one who told me to go to the Mormon temple. Thank goodness for
yes.
that person. He was also able to help me. So like I said, now there are lots of ways people, if they want to find out where they come from, there are ways to help them. For me, it was a very big struggle. I don't know. I just didn't give up. I don't even know how I even got there.
Yeah, when you talk about that, I mean, literally the years and the painstaking research that you did in trying to put it together before the days of being able to get on the internet and start piecing things together. It's such an amazing journey, and people could find out that they have royalty in their backgrounds just like you do. I mean, that's amazing. All of a sudden, this whole... what your family was before comes to life, and all of a sudden you've got names and you've got images of people. It's just that it has to be a fascinating process to go through, and an excellent job you've done in writing this book. A very talented writer. Are you working on writing anything else?
No.
Oh, okay.
I have some children's books, but no, I don't think so. I don't think so. Writing is one thing, but then selling your book is another.
Well, it's a whole other side, isn't it? You've got the creative side of doing the writing, and the business side and trying to get it published and promoting that. And
yes, that's another thing that I had no knowledge about. I mean, thank goodness I'm a reading specialist, and that kind of helped me to, put my book together. But it's a very difficult process to write a book and then get it published. I did my publishing. I self-published through Archway, so they helped me. But it is quite difficult.
Well, you're touching a lot of lives with your story out there, and it's entertaining. It's an enlightening story, and will inspire other people to do what you did and to go back and look and put that family tree together. Our guest has been Elena Gomez. The book is Kingdoms Within. The book's available at Amazon, the usual places. And if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on and get information on the book and buy it as well. Elena, it's been a pleasure. A fascinating story, how you put all of this together. I can tell in your voice how excited you are that you were able to persist. You were able to stay with the story and put it together, fill in the blanks. It's been so much fun having you on the program. Thank you for being with us and sharing that story.
Thank you. Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. It's been a pleasure. Kingdoms Within.
I was going to say one more thing.
Sure.
The book is also sold through Archway and Archway Publishing or through Google.
Okay, both of
those. Google, if you want to go to Google, it's sold through there, too.
And if you look, Elena is E-L-E-N-A-A Gomez, G-O-M-E-Z, if you're Googling it and getting information. Book available, as I say, pretty much wherever books are sold. Kingdoms Within, we'll have all those links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.